It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll hear about some words that have disappeared from the English language.
First, as things currently stand in Wisconsin, if someone dies as a result of excessive force from a police officer, that death is investigated with the police department itself.
But under a new bill that is set for a vote in the state assembly tomorrow, that could change. Representatives Gary Bies of Sister Bay and Chris Taylor of Madison have sponsored legislation that would turn that investigation over to an outside agency.
While the bill has support from statewide police organizations, members of the City of Milwaukee government have pushed back, saying reforms are unnecessary, even as the Milwaukee Police Department has been criticized recently for using excessive force. Here to talk about the bill is Representative Chris Taylor of Madison. Welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start by putting this into context. How common is it to see the use of excessive force by Wisconsin law enforcement?
Well, you know, in just the last year here in Madison, we have had three officer-involved deaths. So the issue is really about that, is when is it appropriate to use deadly force? And in our own community here, we have seen an increase in the use of deadly force against civilians. So that really kind of inspired this bill.
Yeah, can you share with us some of the stories that spurred the creation?
Well, there's been probably the best-known incidents, unfortunately, that occurred is one that is not at all far from my home, and that was the death of Paul Heenan, who was an unarmed civilian, kind of strange circumstance, but he was intoxicated. It was very early in the morning, went into the wrong home, and without walking back to his home with his neighbor when he was shot by a police officer who was called to the scene. And that ended in there is no criminal charges being brought against the officer. The officer, though, did end up resigning based on some other allegations that came out after this incident. So the officer did not ever return to law enforcement. But that was an incident that really shook up my community. I think the other kind of horrific incident happened in Milwaukee, and that involved Derek Williams, who was the man who was apprehended on suspicion of committing a crime that he did not commit, and he had a condition, he had an asthma attack and ended up suffocating in the back of the police car. So I think that the time really is right to look at how these incidents are investigated, and I think, and I know that my co-author, Representative Bies, really thought that it would be much better for the public, and I think better for law enforcement, to get to a more independent, more transparent process in how these incidents are investigated.
Well, how are they investigated right now as it stands?
It's agency by agency, but for the most part, you have agencies investigating their own officers. So you could have very easily a colleague of the officer involved or someone who worked with the officer quite closely actually doing the investigation into whether the officer committed a crime, which, you know, at its best, I think raises a perception of bias. And I think at the worst does raise the issue of bias. But currently it's kind of an agency by agency determination. This bill would really set a framework and say that the lead investigator cannot be from the agency where the officer accused of being involved with the officer in the death was employed. And it also would require an additional investigator to be from another agency. So really, the bill is trying to get to a more impartial, more independent model of how these investigations are done.
So you're describing a team of two that would not be internal. They'd be from an outside agency. Are you worried at all that an outside perspective like that might not have the depth of knowledge and just sort of the knowledge of the lay of the land that someone on the inside may have?
Well, you know, we crafted the bill to allow a lot of flexibility for the agency, so we're not dictating who it should be. We want to make sure that anything we're imposing on law enforcement, that it's going to work for them. And so the issue of who it actually is left to that particular agency. So I don't see any reason why that agency wouldn't pick somebody who's very experienced in doing this. But we do leave that decision to the individual agency, and the bill just says you have to get an investigator from another agency. So, you know, I think in general it's a real improvement. You could argue that, well, maybe this person won't have the experience, but hopefully the agency will solicit someone who does, And I think it lends an impartiality that currently is just not present in how these investigations are done.
There's been mixed response to the bill. It has gotten support from the Police Association and the Sheriff's Association, but officials in Milwaukee have said that they don't think the reforms are necessary because they think that the pathologists, the prosecutors, the law enforcement officers, that they all share a common goal, and that is to be fair and objective, and that there are already layers of oversight. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, the bill has mostly, in fact, I haven't heard of anybody opposing this bill. It's supported by the police union. It's supported by the Badger Sheriff. The chief of police have withdrawn any concern they had about the bill. The advocates and families who've been involved are supporting the bill. So I haven't heard specifically that Milwaukee has any problems with this bill. In fact, I believe that Milwaukee's policy currently does comply with the bill, come really close to complying with the bill. So if they have a concern, it certainly has not reached my ears, nor do I believe it's been communicated to Representative Bies. We have worked really, really hard. This is now, we're on the third version of this bill, to make sure that we have a bill that has the buy-in from law enforcement, but also has the buy-in from the public and from advocates and families that have been so impacted by this issue.
Right. So I gather that the city of Milwaukee's position is listed as undisclosed, but those comments have come from officials within the city. And I guess regardless of what you've heard about those specific remarks, do you think there's anything to that, that the oversight is already there?
Well, you know, I think that they do have a process in Milwaukee that is relatively new. But Milwaukee has had some very, very egregious situations. I just talked about one, the Derrick Bell situation, which was a horrible instance where eventually a special prosecutor was called and there was a grand jury that was brought in, and they believe there were charges that should have been brought against the officers, and the special prosecutor refused to bring those charges. So, you know, if Milwaukee is complying with this, they shouldn't have anything to worry about. But everybody should be held in the state to the same standard. And that's really what this bill does, is say, look, you need to follow this framework. The framework gives a lot of flexibility, however. But everybody is going to be required to make sure an outside investigator is leading the investigation. And so I would hope that Milwaukee sees the value in this. And I do think, as I said, their policy is coming. It either complies or it's extremely close to complying with this state law.
I want to ask you a little bit more about Milwaukee. I understand a former version of the bill excluded Milwaukee from these reforms, and then it was put back in. Can you talk about why that was?
Sure. Well, you know, we were obviously, Representative Bies and myself, were working very diligently to craft something that law enforcement bought into. We didn't want to impose something on law enforcement that they did not think would work for them. And so we did toy with taking Milwaukee out completely. You know, that wasn't the best solution, though, in my opinion. We actually got everyone around a table once more and went back to the drawing board because there was a lot of people very unhappy about that, which I understood why. It kind of went back to some of the core principles that were in the original bill. And this language of requiring two outside investigators really was the core piece of the bill from the inception of the bill. And so we started again talking to law enforcement, and they thought that that was actually a much better option, and that was language that they could accept and that they thought was good, and advocates as well. So that's kind of how we got back to that language. Again, I'm really proud of this bill. I think this bill is a consensus bill. We have heard really positive things about it. We have law enforcement that is supporting or not opposing the bill at this point, and we have families and advocates who believe it's a good step forward. So I think we came up with something that really does address the needs of most of the voices that we were communicating and most of the people who were at the table.
Another issue that's been raised in Wisconsin is deaths and sometimes suicides of prisoners. Now, is that something you'd like to see looked at a little more closely as well?
Well, that is covered in the bill. So an officer-involved death is the death of an individual that results directly from an action or an omission of a law enforcement officer. So that is something that would be covered in this bill as well. But it does seem like we've seen more and more incidents of that occurring as well. So that is something that is included in the bill.
Of prisoners.
Right. It's anybody who is in the custody of law enforcement.
I see.
And so a prisoner would be in the custody of law enforcement. And because of an act or an omission of an act, there was a death that resulted. There's also, you know, the instance of these high-speed chases. That's another instance where we've had an incident in Madison where we had a high-speed chase that resulted in the person being chased, being hurt. So that is another instance that would be covered in the bill.
So this bill goes to a vote in the Assembly tomorrow. What are the prospects, do you think?
I think it's going to do really well, and it's going to pass, and I suspect we're going to see a lot of bipartisan support for this bill. I'm, of course, always optimistic. I'm hoping for an unanimous vote, so we'll see if we can get everybody, if we can get a unanimous vote. But I think it's going to, you know, receive a lot of support. People know that there's been a lot of discomfort with how officer-involved deaths are investigated. We're moving away from the internal investigation to a more of an unbiased, independent investigation. I think the time is right. We've had enough incidents of these officer-involved shootings and deaths that I think the public really is ready to move, and I think law enforcement is ready to look at an alternative model.
Representative Taylor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Representative Chris Taylor about her proposed legislation that would turn investigations of deaths in custody over to organizations outside the police department. That bill goes to a vote in the Assembly tomorrow.